This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Actually had a couple Discord calls tonight. They sounded great. A few of them, actually. And I think that's actually where most of our callers have been tonight, which is a refreshing change, because Discord just sounds better than the phone lines. But we do have phone lines, too. Those are 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
It's Chris. We've been talking about the $15 an hour minimum wage that has just hit New York City. According to the article, you've got an opinion piece about it, Chris,
yep,
over at the New York Times, where they're actually going to be advocating for more than doubling that to $33 an hour. So we're going to get to that, but also, so I pulled up a sort of a different story to supplement with a little bit of information. The headline at CBS News is that New York City restaurants are already cutting staff hours as the minimum wage hits $15 an hour for employers with 11 or more workers. So I guess if you have a very small business, then that you're exempted. And how many businesses with 11 workers are going to cut one of their workers right now, you know,
yeah,
so they don't have to actually raise their wages, because otherwise they got to cut back hours, as these restaurants are. The quote from the New York City Hospitality Alliance, they conducted a survey of 574 restaurants. So that is not a small sample size. That's a lot of businesses that they're talking to. So hospitality, you know, meaning the restaurant business, bars, for instance, also in hospitality. 75% of full-service restaurants report plans to reduce employee hours this year in response to the latest mandated wage increase. Another 47% said they would eliminate jobs in 2019. So about half of them just going to cut some jobs out, and more than half, 75%, three-fourths of them, going to cut wages, or not wages, cut hours from their employees. So you're either going to, if you're in restaurants right now, you're either going to lose your job entirely, or you're going to see a reduction in the amount of hours
that
you have.
And this is exactly the time that businesses are going to be looking into new technologies that they can implement,
right,
to create more efficient environments.
Like the restaurant that has a sign up now instead of a hostess.
Or what about paying at the, you know, they got the little electronic kiosks now.
Yep.
So waitresses don't have to come and collect your money.
Oh, yeah, you know? I've seen that at the, like, Chili's,
like,
or whatever.
Like a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
Like where the jobs are, right?
Those things are, I don't like them.
Well, I'm not saying I'm a fan of them, but the point that I'm making is simply that that's
they're
what
there.
Restaurants will do.
Yep.
That's the kind of things that restaurants are going to put money into,
right,
because they're a heck of a lot cheaper than, you know, keeping an employee all the time.
Right, because your typical waitress or waiter has a certain number of tables that they can serve before they start to get crappy.
Yeah.
Because right? if they got 10 tables, they're not going to do as good as if they have 5.
Right.
But if all of a sudden you only need to have, you know, the waiter bring the food out, like, the people can just take the order on the pin pad,
yep,
and then they can pay for it on the pin pad.
Uh-huh.
You know, at some point, you're just going to have a robot bring the food,
right,
out, and then the waitress is gone entirely.
These are not even jobs that are really necessary in order to operate a restaurant.
No.
They're essentially jobs that are nice to have,
right,
to bring people in and be friendly and things like that with the patrons. But you can replace them if that's what has to happen.
And they'll have to.
And that's what's going to happen.
Especially if they go to $33 an hour.
Absolutely.
So you go from having whatever minimum wage was before to having no job.
That's right.
I'd be curious to see the politicians who put this forward and supported it, to see if they've been see if they will be or already have been reelected. Because this is like one of the most basic ways to pander to votes, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a convoluted, ineffective method of wealth redistribution.
And it's terrible economics.
Everyone loses except the politicians who put it forward, because they get to say, oh, I'm helping poor people. I get, you know, give me your vote and I'll give you more money. In the end, no one gets more money except probably that politician.
Yeah, so here's a little quote from the story here. A single parent with two school-age children, and this is going to just demonstrate how ridiculous this is. For example, we need to make nearly $69,427 a year, according to the city's Harvest's self-sufficiency calculator. That amounts
this is for
to,
what? Just to like cover cost of living
yeah.
in New York City?
Yep. Amounts to an hourly wage of just under $33 an hour. Now, let's think about this for a second. $69,000 a year, if you work in New York City, if that's what you're making, you know, from one of these jobs, okay, you're going to end up, if you say, move from New York City to New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
or even better, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
you can get a trailer and live off a half of this, not even half of this, you could live off of, with two children, comfortably. So this is a money management issue. This is not a...
You could probably have your husband quit his job or wife quit her job or whatever.
I lived in New Jersey, and I know people from who lived literally in areas that I lived in, and an uncle that I had who also commuted to New York City, to Manhattan, you know, regularly, and his wife as well for a while, you know, even recently. And actually, one of them, I think, still does. You know, and they're not... even making, you know, I don't even know if they're making that much because the one commutes for teaching, a teaching position at a college, which they don't usually pay very well. So,
really?
Not
college professor?
Yeah. So, no, not a professor. She's a
assistant or something?
Assistant.
Associate professor?
Yeah.
Adjunct professor.
Adjunct, I think is what they call
it. I have had some complain that they're not.
They're not going to get paid well. So... anyway, so the point that I'm making is that if that makes sense economically, there's no question in my mind, not to mention that frequently employers in New York City will pay for the commuting costs. So the idea, you know, the idea that you
keep raising the minimum wage, they won't.
Well, absolutely. But the idea that you cannot make it on $15 an hour in New York City mm-hmm. is probably only, it's misleading, right? Yeah. So,
well, this guy, whoever this person is, or gal, whoever's writing the story, is not above misleading people. I mean, this person.
It's not to say that, in a sense, what they're saying is true, but it's bad money management, not.
Yes, of course.
You know, it's not. It has nothing to do with there's not a need for this minimum wage.
Right.
The market will determine that on its own. If the employees, if you cannot get employees, you know, to work for $15 an hour, that the prices, you know, the price, because they can't afford to, you know, work in New York City and live in the suburbs, then all of a sudden the prices, you're going to have to pay more, right?
Yeah.
And assuming that it works financially, obviously, you know, they won't move to, you know, replacing that basically with technology.
And people always act as if this is the only way to help people, right? Is by raising the minimum wage, forcing companies to pay people more, when they never really get into the root of a problem. Why is the cost of living going up, right? Instead of, you know, having a solution that would really help people, like lowering taxes or controlling inflation, they just want to push for agenda and buy votes.
Exactly. And it's not like you cannot reduce the costs of living in New York City or San Francisco. The costs could be brought down substantially, but because of rent caps and regulations and people preventing new construction to accommodate the demand, the prices skyrocket out of control.
Sure. Now, when are we going to get to the actual pitch on 33? Is that coming soon?
Well, they mentioned it already.
I want to make sure did he?
Yeah, it was because in order to live, you know.
Oh, okay, they just got to it.
Right. I think that was the pitch right there.
So it was the $69,000, the claim was you needed to have 33?
Yeah, I think that was the main part of the pitch. Yeah, I think that's the best argument that they're using.
Tell you where that number comes from. They don't actually put together the $69,000.
Self-sufficiency calculator. City Harvest self-sufficiency calculator.
Like, what percentage of that is transportation? What percentage of that is
No. I don't think any of
rent,
that's here.
What what percentage is that, you know, the cost of eating?
Well,
is it groceries?
They do have a little bit more. So let me continue reading this next paragraph because it does have a little bit more. I don't think it has all of that, but it has some of it. So to live comfortably enough in all but the most expensive quarters in Brooklyn, a two-parent family with two children would need to make about $70,000 a year, which would mean
between both of them or
between both of them.
Her?
Between both of them.
Okay.
Which would mean that each parent would need to earn just over $16 an hour. That figure accounts for the $433 the family would receive in child-related tax credits. All across the city, the cost of basic needs is rising faster for low-income families. Oh, I guess that's basically it. Than conventional inflation metrics actually indicate.
So they're saying to live comfortably in New York City, that's what a family would have to, a family of, what was it, with two kids?
Yeah, two parents and two kids, I believe.
Would have to make.
Yeah.
Only $70,000. for both of them. So $35,000 a piece for New York City, that's not insane.
No, right? I don't think so either.
Well, I think that's like the lowest that they're bringing up. Like, that's the lowest you could live.
To live comfortably.
No. That's all but the most expensive areas of New York City.
What's going up here? And they use the term comfortably in that statement. There's more on the way.
Yes,
Free Talk Live.
I do believe that's what I said.
Little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord, On-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SmartCash. SmartCash.cc is where you can go to learn about a newer cryptocurrency. It, of course, is peer-to-peer, fast, secure, and easy to use. But SmartCash is set apart from the rest of the pack, and there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there in the world because they allow everybody to participate in their governance structure. So some cryptos, you have to have a whole lot of them to be able to cast a vote in their governance system. So, you know, governance systems allow the people who are involved in the crypto and holding onto it to have an influence on how it's kind of, you know, set up and what happens with the money that they have for like a promotional budget, that kind of thing. So with Smart Cash, one smart equals one vote. So if you have some smart, then you've got some votes. If you got one of them, you got one vote. If you got 10, you got 10 votes. Right now, one smart's less than 2 cents a piece, so it's not hard to get a bunch of smart. They're cheap. You can go to smartcash.cc to learn more about it. And their smart rewards, which is a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding, which they say are a key to the project's success. So if you are holding on to at least 1,000 smart and you have that in the wallet, in your wallet, for which you control the keys for at least a month, then if you have it for the right time periods, basically about a month, then you don't make outgoing transactions during that time, you will get smart rewards. So you can learn more at smartcash.cc. Once again, that's smartcash.cc. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Vincent and Chris.
Eclipse. Hello, Tom. Coming up. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
There's a lunar eclipse coming up.
Okay.
And the Red Sox, by the way, broke the curse of the Bambino during a lunar eclipse in the 2004 World Series. Here's a question for you. What percentage of lunar eclipses happen during a full moon?
All of them?
Correct. A lot of people don't understand that, so I'm just bringing that up. Now, the government partial government shutdown, on that point, just in case, you know, a lot of people don't fully understand this, the House of Representatives passed a budget, and it doesn't include any money for the wall that Trump wants. And,
right.
Senator
Mitch, well, it does include money. It just doesn't include all the money he wants.
And the Senator Mitch McConnell says, on the Senate side, the Republican leader says, well, since the president's not going to sign it, there's no point in even taking it up. Why waste our time? But there's a growing feeling that Congress would simply override the president's veto and pass the budget anyway. So it's really Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. You know,
well, those unions are definitely going to be breathing down their necks, right? All these government workers unions, they want to get paid. So
your listeners who are listening over WOMI 1490 Owensboro, Kentucky and 99.1 FM, and maybe some Kentucky residents listening in nearby Evansville, Indiana, WGBF 1280, you need to understand that Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky could simply take up the hearings and have the Senate pass that budget and send it to the president. And when the president vetoes it, then Congress overrides the veto. That's why the founding fathers set up.
Well, maybe they don't feel they have enough votes for the veto override.
Well, so what? Then it's the fault of the ones that vote against the budget, as opposed to Senator Mitch McConnell, who, by the way...
I see what you're saying. You're saying put it out there just to see what happens?
Yeah. Senator Mitch McConnell's seat is coming up for election in 2020. So,
well, I hope the government's still shut down by the time that happens.
You know, the problem I have with this with the whole government shutdown is that it doesn't actually help us in any way. Like it's not a real shutdown. Like the money is still being spent. It's it's not like the park services goes away and people can go into the park services and do what the government no, they won't let you do what the government was doing when the government was operating, right? So it's just stupid and silly, and I don't want the government to resume, but at the same time I want, if it doesn't change there, it doesn't really help us in any real way.
Yeah, well, that's the big question is, will something change out of this? Will this go on for long enough to where people quit their jobs? Because that's going to happen. There's going to be people who say, you know what, I just can't wait. I got to pay my rent. And they're going to go find some other work. And then will, if people are quitting their jobs or calling out, if the TSA is still able to screen people as fast as they've been screening them, because Mark Edge, and thanks for the call, Tom, I appreciate it. Our co-host, Mark, I had him call in on Wednesday night because he flew out of Hartford, Connecticut on Wednesday morning. And I said, give us a TSA report. What was it like? You've flown out of the airport before. How did it compare? Because TSA supposedly, like, they've got major call-outs happening. And, you know, like double the typical number of call-outs are happening. He said it was faster than it's ever been.
Yeah. I also think a point that I should raise here is with that, is the about the speed, is During the non-holiday season, right, the number of flights is not anywhere near, the number of people going through the airport is not anywhere near the same.
Sure.
So, but they still have to employ those people. So even if you cut in half the number of employees, like now, it's still going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but, you know, presumably it would be fine because we all know that during certain times of the year, the numbers drastically increase.
Can this government shutdown go on for long enough to where the numbers on the government's rolls actually reduce and that it actually results in people not wanting to get those jobs, right? Because if the government, if people quit and they say, that's it, I'm done, I got to pay the rent, I'm out of here, I'm going to go work at McDonald's or whatever, get a real job in the real productive economy, and they leave, there's not going to be a big line of people lining up to get a job that they're not going to get paid for, right? So if you actually have the government reduced in size by simple attrition, then could those changes stay? Could they, like, be like, you know, is it possible that Trump could get out there and say, you know, everything seems to be all right with 25% fewer government workers, so we're just going to do a hiring freeze and, you know, not hire anybody else?
I don't think that's how this works.
No, I don't think it is either, but Trump hasn't been the way things works, like, as far as, like, the history.
I don't think the effects of Trump's actions are going to work the way we want them to.
I don't think they will either.
It's just not the reality.
But who saw this one coming?
We've had shutdowns before. They haven't gone on this long, but
this is a record, and he has even said publicly that this could last for months or years.
One could only hope.
Now, he's probably just bluffing, right? Like, he's probably bluffing. He's playing, you know, political football.
He's playing 40 chess.
He wants to get his wall money or whatever. But it's fun to watch the carnage, I got to say. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
It's certainly entertaining. Yeah. I don't think it's actually helping us in any real way. Unfortunately.
Well, and that's the question, is how this is all going to play out, especially when they come back and get paid twice what they
are. Right, exactly.
You know, so that's not good. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us. You can share your thoughts on the shutdown. In fact, Vincent, you've got a story about it coming up here that it could end in so-called disaster. All the way, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Vice President Donald Trump will make a major announcement Saturday afternoon concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. That according to a tweet from the president late Friday afternoon. The president saying he'll make his announcement at 3 p.m. at the White House. That as the shutdown continues into its fifth week. Just a couple of hours before his tweet, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said it's clear what President Trump wants.
The president's laid out what he wants. We sent a detailed letter from the Office of Management and Budget to Congress, and we've had a number of discussions discussing what we're looking for. We haven't backed down from that. We haven't changed our position on it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accusing the White House of leaking information about her planned trip to Afghanistan by canceling a military plane and suggesting she take a commercial plane instead. The White House denies leaking Pelosi's backup plan to fly commercially. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the minimum wage you want to talk about or the government shutdown, that's kind of where we're at right now. You can talk about either or whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And don't forget to get online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there. They're free. In fact, our Discord server is one of them. We got people in there chatting basically all day and all night on our Discord server. It's a free chat service. You can use their web version, so if you don't want to download an app, you can just go through the web and jump in there over at discord.lrn.fm. But their app's actually pretty darn useful and pretty good. It even has voice features as well, so you can get into the voice chat rooms. So it's not just text chat, though that's what most of it is. There are voice rooms, and sometimes our listeners will get into a voice chat with one another, like after the show. And that's kind of cool.
It seems so weird.
It is weird. I've sat in for a few of them, but it's fun. Like, they have fun with each other. So, like, you know, you hear Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in. Well, you talk to him. You know,
you can
get into a room with him over at discord.lrn.fm. So if you got questions for Gene about China, you know, he told us a few points. But if you want to know what it's like in China, go talk to him. He's there on the server pretty much every night. Discord.lrn.fm. So we go to your calls and thoughts. He is Jonathan in Connecticut. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Donald
Trump. Oh, we're just going to hit the dump button, and then you never make it out. Sorry. Sorry. You know, know, I would have, if he actually had an opinion, I would have wanted to hear what it was. Maybe he has an opinion.
Maybe that was his opinion.
It's like you don't get on
That's
the
not
air.
An opinion.
You don't get on the air by doing something that results in us having to cut off the line because we can't have, you know, radio stations, you know, they can't actually air that.
Nope. And they didn't.
Right.
I suspect not even his first word got on the air.
Yeah, it's like even if we wanted that, like that, you know, that to be said, right? Like, even if we supported that, it's not going to happen because we can't.
Carolina Rebel in the Twitch chat says, bless their hearts.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sarah, who is much more well-behaved. Yeah. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live in New Mexico.
Yes,
go ahead.
I know my limit. So I just want to pull
up. She does.
McDonald's, they want to be in the... Like the big deal about artificial intelligence, they want to get on the bandwagon.
Is that for real?
And what are they going to do with it?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, so here's one of the big problem was that you know, the drive up window, their French fries were taking a long time.
Have you ever been through a drive up window? Because you don't drive.
Well, I mean, I've been. With other people. Yeah.
Okay. So even a passenger at a drive up. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You know. So they wind up, like, they got mad and they wind up throwing hot coffee at the cashier.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
So yeah, this is the kind of the way that if they throw a hot coffee at a robot, you know, because the fries are taking too long. I mean, it's you know, like. You know, I mean, it's
the poor robot at the cash register wasn't cooking the fries.
Yeah, but you know, I have no idea. I mean, you know, these customers, where do they get all this attitude? And so I really do support all this artificial intelligence. And there was I think that's a good move forward.
Where did you read about this? Because I mean, I'm looking here and I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing anything about artificial intelligence and McDonald's. I'm trying to find some sort of related story. Where did you hear this?
I mean, they're the first ones to do it. I hear about this on, like, the local station. You know, they talk about this kind of stuff. And, you know, and believe it or not, you know,
Chris, you're a programmer. You know a thing or two about technology. You do a tech show called Freedom Decrypted on Saturdays from 5 to 7-ish, sometimes longer.
Yeah. Starts at 5 for sure.
Over at freedomdecrypted.com. You talk about artificial intelligence, and you say it's way overrated just in general.
I think it's way overrated. It hasn't really progressed in 30-40 years, and it's not like it hasn't existed. I personally think it's a fad. It comes and it goes every, you know, 10-15 years, and nothing ever comes of it. And
like, what the hell would you need? I mean, even if we had artificial intelligence, what would you even need it for at McDonald's? I mean, everything there is just...
Probably not. It's automation is what we're talking about, really.
Yes.
That's what usually when we talk about artificial intelligence, what we're really talking about is automation. And automation has certainly been improving. You
right,
know?
It can be more complex.
Right, it's more complex. You know, voice recognition, things of that nature.
Touch screens are much nicer and cheaper now than
ever. Right. And this is more an engineering type of thing. Mm-hmm. And certainly the software is getting better because the computers are getting faster and so on. But the real underlying AI, which is basically software, hasn't really gotten anywhere.
It's not going to cook your hamburger any better. You know, if they slap a logo on a robot and claim that it's got AI, I mean, it's not going to impress anybody. It doesn't matter.
No. It's a fad. A lot of companies
will. It's a buzzword. Almost.
Yeah, it's a buzzword. That's a great way to put it. It's a buzzword, and a lot of companies are, you know, saying they're doing AI now. Some of them are tech companies. Some of them are like not tech companies, like McDonald's. Now, I don't know if McDonald's explicitly is doing anything like this because, you know, does frequently say stuff that is not accurate, but there are companies that certainly have been reported that are not tech related at all that have claimed to be doing like AI. So it's certainly not unbelievable that McDonald's could have said something. Most of the time what happens is they say it and nothing really comes of it, and then they stop doing whatever they said they were going to do,
Sarah,
if they ever even did it.
Do you eat at McDonald's?
I I rarely do.
Do they take EBT at McDonald's?
Or food stamps?
Isn't that the same thing?
No, I never really go to McDonald's unless, you know, unless they're convenient.
What's your favorite fast food?
Do you eat fast food?
My favorite fast food is like Del Taco.
Okay.
Popeyes.
All right.
Are they covered by SNAP, WIC, or EBT?
You guys are harsh.
Well, the thing is, no,
hey, it's my money. I can be as harsh as I want.
It's true.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I interrupted. Please go ahead.
Well, anyways, but the thing about it is that there was a store that's going to get more of the cash. What is it? The self checkout that was announced.
You mean McDonald's?
They're going to get more self-checkout stands, you know. And
you're talking about, like, you know, grocery store or, like, McDonald's?
I have no idea.
It can't be McDonald's. They're not going to do a self-checkout at McDonald's because there's just too many people who just walk out with a hamburger.
Burger King is doing it.
Self-checkout?
Partial self-checkout. The ordering part.
Ordering. That's different.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess it's checkout if you
pay for
pay
it
before you get the food. Right.
I believe it's all you pay for it right there with a credit card.
Right.
So I've seen this. You literally put your card in. It doesn't take cash.
Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it.
I tried it at McDonald's. But, so they've got the same thing you're talking about.
In Keene or something?
I don't know if in Keene. I almost never go to McDonald's. So the only way I'll ever go to a McDonald's is if I'm traveling. In this case, it was last year. Mark and I were going down to New York City, I think, for the Talkers Convention that we go to that are Free Talk Live amplifiers, by the way, help pay for. So thank you for Free Talk Live amplifiers doing that at amp.freetalklive.com. Or there was some reason. We were down in Massachusetts, and we had to stop somewhere, go to the bathroom or whatever. And, you know, McDonald's, their bathrooms are relatively clean. Like, if you're on the road and you want to go somewhere, you're usually better off going to a McDonald's than a kind of scuzzy gas station.
Yeah, gas stations are the worst.
In Philadelphia, they're all bad. The worst bathrooms I've ever been to have just been in the Philadelphia area.
Even in McDonald's are bad?
Oh, even at Dave and Buster's and fancy places are bad.
Really?
Fast food can be, you know, the restaurants are fast food restaurants can be bad too, even McDonald's.
Just your odds are better.
Your odds are certainly better than a gas station.
So since we were there, you know, it was breakfast hours. I'm all right with McDonald's breakfast. They're all right. So, you know, they actually had the big screens. You walk up to it. You could still order at a register and order from a person.
Yeah.
But in order to get more orders in, they got these screens.
That makes sense.
There's a fireplace. Really classy.
And it was pretty easy to use.
I'm surprised they didn't do this years ago.
Well, it's coming now, and I bet you it's coming fast. So
government, that's what did it.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. I apologize to the stream listeners. Apparently, I was accidentally playing the Ocasio-Cortez video audio on over top of commercials. Sorry to our advertisers who were hoping to reach our stream listeners during that last break. But somebody had shared this Ocasio-Cortez, who is the New York representative. U.S. representative, who is basically a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. She's been making all kinds of headlines. And apparently she made a dance video when she was in college, and that's what they were talking about in the chat room. So I pulled up. I hadn't seen it, so I pulled it up, and that's what we were watching, or at least that's what I was watching. So you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, even in these remaining moments. You know, Vincent, I know you had that story about the government shutdown, but if it's the Atlantic, I suspect it's a fairly detailed piece.
No, I believe I could get through it in one segment.
All right, I don't know if we're even going to have the whole segment, but that's a problem. So we'll get to the call here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue. And by the way, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference when you do that. It's $5 a month. You get some cool perks. AMPAMP.freetalklive.com. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, great segue. I was just talking to AOC today.
Oh?
On the phone. Pardon? AOC.
How was that?
Well, I called him up and I had a bunch of legal questions for him, and that's the AOC. They were trying to get me arrested again from calling him on the telephone.
Is that the Administrative Office of the Courts?
Oh, damn it, you're on to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what now you're trying to get arrested? Why?
Wait, what?
Well, for the same reason. If you remember, they called the New Mexico State Police on me, whatever, a year ago or 2 years ago when I was trying to get information out of them that I'm entitled to. So they, mm-hmm. And they didn't like the fact that, this is a government office, state office, and I'm asking them legitimate questions. And they don't like the fact that I'm asking them questions, and so they called the state police to have the state police, intervene by possibly arresting me for calling people on the telephone. So the state police, what they did is they contacted the chief of security at the New Mexico legislature, the Capitol Hill there, a guy named Ted, he happens to know me. So Ted goes, oh, I know Dave, I'll just call him up. And so Ted calls me on the phone and tells me that the AOC had called the state police to tell me to stop calling him. But anyway, so I'm calling them again for the exact same thing that I was calling them for the last time.
Yep.
Because in short, an interesting legal, let me just give you the number. It's 32A516E, which is a New Mexico code. And what the controversy is that it says a payment for the appointed counsel shall be made by the petitioner. And what that means is that the dude that's trying to terminate my parental rights and adopt my children to him,
mm-hmm.
he's supposed to be paying for the court-appointed attorney that I'm using.
I see.
And I discovered 2 years ago, and am now once again pursuing rabidly, the fact that somehow the court was allowing the court-appointed attorney for 4 years to be paid not by the petitioner as the law says, but they were paying the attorney out of a court fund, out of taxpayer dollars. You know, in other words,
that's
you guys,
not
in other
good.
Words, you guys,
hmm.
No. Number one, the taxpayers are not supposed to be paying this dude's legal bill. He's trying to hostily take somebody's children, in this case mine, and the taxpayers are
right.
not supposed to be...
The rules say the burden should be on the person who filed the case to pay. That makes sense. Look, if you want to bug somebody with a court case, you ought to pay
like
for them.
It's like how it is in the UK. You have to pay mm-hmm. for...
How old are your kids that they're trying to take?
Paisley just turned... She had a birthday on the 8th. She just turned 13, and my son mm-hmm. David Jr. is a year older.
Interesting. That's pretty old. Like, you'd think that they would be based mostly on what the kids want at that point.
What
do they not do that in the state that you're in?
Yeah, at age 14, and typically in custody cases, basically at age 14, the way the expression goes is the children can decide with their feet who they want to live with.
Hmm.
But there's another interesting legal aspect to this, though, is, you know, one, the taxpayers, you know, basically anybody listening, even though, I mean, you don't live in this state, but if you lived in New Mexico, you're paying the tax bill. And actually, since New Mexico receives so much federal money, I guess I should have said that flat out. There's all kinds of federal money that comes into the state of New Mexico, including the court system,
sure.
including the appointed attorney program, that everybody, you know, in the United States is paying part of this bill. And for 4 years, this dude and the taxpayers have been paying for this required attorney. But here's the other side of it, is that for 4 years, I've been having to fight this battle, and this guy's not been having to pay $10,000 in attorney fees that mm-hmm. the taxpayers have paid for him, which has made my fight more difficult because this guy is short on money, which I know because he's having a hard time paying the guardian ad litem. He skipped
mm-hmm.
the guardian ad litem for quite a few thousands. And so if this guy was forced to pay his own legal bill as the statute that I cited listed, then he might have run out of money way
but
earlier.
But instead, this corruption has basically made it so he can keep bugging you. Hey, thanks, David. I'm sorry to hear about that situation. I appreciate the call tonight. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is one of the reasons why I got a vasectomy at age 23, so I don't have to deal with this nonsense. So, Vincent, we don't have time for the full story. Was this worth summarizing or sharing maybe an excerpt from the Atlantic on their prediction?
Yeah, definitely. So what I just have it here. I was reading ahead while he was going on. Basically what it says here, Washington, from what the author was told by insiders from Washington, Washington is at an impasse that looks increasingly unbreakable. President Donald Trump has dug in, so has Nancy Pelosi. Democrats have public opinion on their side, which I doubt, but the president is focused on his conservative base. For a deal to shake loose in this environment, it may require a failure of government so dramatic, so shocking as to galvanize public outrage and force the two parties back into the negotiating table. In these interviews, I heard an array of macabre hypotheticals, from airplane crashes to food safety scares, TSA strikes to terrorist incidents. Always have to put terrorism in there. But the one theme that ran through every conversation was a sense that the current political dynamics won't change until voters get a lot angrier. I think this guy's gist is that something bad has to happen in order for people to get behind the government, get behind partisanship or partisanship. You know, whichever you prefer.
Partisan.
And usually, you know, like, and that's the thing. Bipartisan means for me, heads they win, tails you lose, right?
Yeah.
It's like with Alien versus Predator, whoever wins, we lose. Whenever,
yeah,
it's like true. People say, oh, we need, you know, bipartisanship. We need to bring the country together. Whenever the Democrats and Republicans could agree on something,
yeah,
it usually means it's like, it's screwing the people over so bad that they need both. Yeah, it's always for the worse.
But
and
this,
so here,
the government shutting down or this partial shutdown isn't going to result in airplanes falling out of the sky.
No,
it's not government that looks at the airplanes when they fly in. It's the airlines that they do, you know, they got their guys out there on the ground that do checks.
The traffic controllers, though, are probably a pretty important aspect. But it's obviously
sure.
could be replaced by private enterprise
it
if
could
the
be.
Government went away. And that's
yeah.
the problem that we have. The government not only will prevent them from coming in, but they won't let somebody else replace them.
And one thing I'm worried about here is when they mention, like, I think that since this is the longest one, which I'm surprised it's
yep.
the longest one.
4 weeks.
And that I think one issue is, like, a lot of people are going to realize, because they used to use government shutdown as, like, a threat. We're like, oh, mm-hmm. the government's going to shut down. People would panic.
I think
that, well, exactly. Yeah, I think if this goes on long enough, even though that it's not a full shutdown or it's not what people think it means.
A fake
people,
shutdown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people will realize, well, wait a minute. You know, the government's been shut down for weeks or, God willing, months or years. Or forever, and nothing bad's happening. The sky isn't falling. So I think that's.
I hope
might,
they realize that.
They don't.
Well, but I think. Well, I mean, you know, we don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But I think the possibility is scaring the people in charge here. So I'm afraid that they might do something like a false flag or some sort of
really?
Manufacturer crisis in order to like a war, right? Make a new war against Iran. There's a lot of, you know, people trying to drum up war against Iran on both sides. That they use that as an excuse. Or maybe like the economy collapses. There's a war, a terrorist attack. For them to say, oh, well, we need the government now, and then they, you know, create even a more bigger tyranny than we had before the shutdown.
Well, if Congress declares war, which it hasn't done, I don't believe.
No, Congress
since World
doesn't.
War
all II. The you know, it could be NATO, it could be the president, or it
but,
could
but
be you know,
Trump,
like
I mean, Trump. He seems to be kind of like more peace oriented than previous presidents. He's talked with Kim Jong Un
in a weird kind of way.
It's well, I mean, he's talking about pulling troops out of Syria.
But there's plenty of war hawks in his in his cabinet. There's
sure,
a lot
the
of
one
pro-Israel
quit.
People there. Well, no, you saw Bolton, right? You saw Bolton, who's one of the biggest war hawks. Yeah, a lot of things. And, you know, there's people on both sides, conservatives and liberals, who are drumming up war against Iran. Because well, Iran's the last thing. You know, it was Iraq, Iran, Syria, or it was Iraq, Syria, now Iran.
One thing's for sure.
Next.
We're going to keep an eye on it as much as we can. Of course, we rely on you as well, dear listener, to contribute. You bring in stuff up, whatever you want to the table. And also, you can submit content right there on our Discord server in the show prep room. So check that out at Discord. Discord.lrn.fm. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.